Well, good afternoon, everybody. I wanted to give you a quick update on the major winter storm that is still poised to pull our way here, folks. The entire listening area now under a winter storm warning issued by the three different National Weather Service offices that cover us. And right now, we are still looking at a general 4 to 8 inches of snow across a good part of the listening area. Locally, more cannot be ruled out. We're talking maybe 10 inches, especially into some of the higher elevations. And there's still some deviation in the track by the computer model, so we'll have to watch that very closely. But one thing we are for sure is that there is a lot of moisture attached to this system as it begins to pull out of the Gulf of Mexico and starts to head our way. And it looks like a heavy, wet snow is coming our way that will cause the roadways to be snow-packed. We'll have some reduced visibility due to some gusty winds as well. And that heavy snow, folks, will be weighing down some of your trees and power lines. And so there is a possibility for sporadic power outages. I want you to go ahead and just make sure that you're able to hunker down for a couple of days. I really don't see we're going to clear things out until maybe Friday, even into Saturday. We'll have some cold air still sticking around even toward Thursday night into early Friday. And so it may be a little bit of a long haul here before we're able to clear off the roads. Again, a good 4 to 8 inches of snow in the forecast. That does include the Murphy area and for Andrews and locally more in some of the higher elevations. Hopefully you've been able to get out and about and get some of your emergency supply kits just in case you do have a power outage or you're unable to get out for a couple of days. Make sure you have plenty of water, non-perishable foods, a flashlight, and of course, either a battery-powered or a hand-crank radio, AM-FM radio, so you can listen to WKRK for all your updates. They have some cool radios out there now that you can actually plug in your USB and actually charge your phone. So that is good, too. Make sure everything is charged up tonight just in case you do lose power. Make sure you have extra batteries, a first aid kit as well, and just a few other things, some extra blankets, just to stay safe here, folks. But again, we're looking at the heavy, wet snow. We're not looking at much of a wintry mix across the area, maybe a little bit of some sleet or some light freezing rain the further south that you go down into parts of North Georgia. It's expected to be a major ice storm down toward the metro Atlanta area, over toward Augusta, and into the Carolinas. So this storm is having a big impact on the weather across the entire southeast. And the National Weather Service in Atlanta using words like catastrophic and historic ice storm. So this is a major deal, and we'll keep you posted here on WKRK, not only on the air, but also on Facebook. We'll have frequent updates. We want to see your snow pictures. Please be safe. And if you don't have to travel, I wouldn't recommend it here as we go throughout the next couple of days, folks. We'll keep you posted. From the WKRK Forecast Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Naramore.